ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting mobs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the MMA Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of mixed martial arts. My name is Pedro Fernandez. For 27 years, I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, folks. And we'll bring in a heavyweight in just a little bit. I'm talking about heavyweight Pat Barry of the UFC. We'll spend some time with Pat, talk about his career, talk about the UFC in general. And, of course, we'll bring in one of my experts, talking about Brian Alvarez, of course, who's the host of the Wrestling Observer radio show, which airs 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time on Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So we'll talk with Brian. We'll talk with Pat. Got some UFC news. Lots of stuff to talk about in the world of mixed martial arts, of course, coming up, man, in just a few weeks, of course, John Jones and Rashad Evans hooking it up for the World Light Heavyweight Championship, 205 pounds. And John Jones is going to win that fight big, big time. The Ultimate Fighter. Yeah. Of course, season 13 got underway about a week ago. And the bottom line is, there's a guy looking pretty good. It's Cristiano Marcelo. He's 34 years old. He's looking pretty good. As is Darren Krashank. He looks great. I mean, but the star, I think, out of the first week, and according to my genius friend Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer newsletter, was Justin Lawrence, who's only 3-0, but man, he comes from Anderson Silva's team, and he looked very, very good. A series of flashy kicks, takedowns, aggressive ground and pound. I mean, he finished James Krause, who was one of the favorites, come in just 3 minutes and 7 seconds. So this guy is somebody you need to take your eye on, Justin Lawrence of the UFC. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the UFC is available 24/7 on their website, UFC.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of MMA. This is the mighty Tower of Power. Bring us to the break. Next up, Pat Barry. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do. Do what it won't, give what it wants. Respect will come to you. And you can hold.
There you are, in a swanky bar. Your shirt is ironed perfectly, and you smell like class. There's a beautiful woman beside you. You can't hear what she's saying, and frankly, you don't care, but you smile politely when she pauses. You know what's coming next, and a gentleman never disappoints. It's a good thing you have Rock Hard Weekend. That one little pill will make sure you leave her swinging from the chandelier. Rock Hard Weekend, the ultimate male performance enhancer, can be found at your local CVS, Kroger, GNC, and many others.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
According to the National Chicken Council, Americans ate an average of 84 pounds of chicken per person last year. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Chicken may be great for family meals, but oven baking can dry it out. And the same go-to recipes can get boring, especially as parents face dinnertime challenges, like picky palates and making meals on a budget. Celebrity chef and dad Tim Love has partnered with Hellman's Mayonnaise for the Chicken Change-Up. The program helps families break out of dinner routines with delicious, juicy chicken recipe ideas, like Parmesan-crusted chicken that parents can whip up in no time. Chef Tim Love.
Chicken's a staple in my house, and I'm always looking for twists on dishes to keep meals interesting. Since Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise is made with simple ingredients like eggs, oil, and vinegar, it's how I keep my chicken juicy and crispy.
Visit Facebook.com/Hellmann's to take part in the chicken changeup and enter to win daily prizes and a $5,000 grocery card grand prize. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round.
We use that arm to try to take away the base.
Oh, look at the kicks.
That's old school Hicks and Gracie style.
Oh, he's got the choke.
Stuck it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion. It is all over. BJ Penn has defeated Teddy Florian.
The guitar of the great Jeff Tamalier, Pleasant Hill, California, when he was with Tower of Power, formerly with the Starship. Jeff's quite a guitar player, boy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of MMA. My next guest is a UFC heavyweight. His name is Pat Barry, and I was talking to the publicist a couple of days ago about Pat, and he tells me he's the shortest heavyweight in the UFC. And at 5'11", I don't think he's that short, but hey, Pat, what's the story on this? Are you the shortest heavyweight in UFC right now?
I'm vertically disadvantaged when it comes to the heavyweight division in the UFC, but I'm starting to hear a rumor that Mark Hunt might be 5'10 and 9/10 of an inch.
Well, what I'm hearing. Okay, and he's also like he's taller laying down than he is standing up, isn't he?
Yeah, he's as tall left to right as he is up and down, man. Okay. But that's all right.
Well, let me welcome you to the show, man. I thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Yeah, no problem, man. This is cool. Thanks for having me.
All right. So talk to me about the UFC. Well, what's it like to get in a cage? How long have you been doing this?
I've been in the UFC for about 3 years now. I've been like doing MMA for 3 years now. I've had like 9 or 10 years of kickboxing experience, and then all of a sudden, 3 years ago, I switched over to MMA. And getting into the octagon, man, is one of the craziest like feelings ever. You know what? Walking towards the octagon is one of the craziest feelings ever. Getting in it, once you're in, it's like everything else, but walking towards it has got to be like one of the most thrilling feelings in the universe. Like there's no roller coaster or jumping out of a plane that can compare to that. You know,
I used to box, and the anxiety for me was in the dressing room. I mean, once they had the gloves on me and I was walking out the door, I mean, I wasn't thinking about nothing else, especially after the bell rang away. But that spending that time in the dressing room, especially sometimes I fought in the main event or at the end of the card, and I'd be waiting and waiting and waiting. And you see guys coming back on stretchers, guys knocked out, guys with their noses broke, all this stuff. You're saying to yourself, oh, man, what's going on here? But that was
this is a terrible idea. Oh, man. You know what? It would be ideal if you could fly in, get off the plane, drive straight to the arena, and just run straight into there and, like, start fighting. That would be ideal.
Okay.
Like, they say, we're going to fly you in 5 days early so you can get accustomed to being there and get in the zone. It's like, nah, man, the longer I'm here, the worse this gets.
So you're an outlier.
The longer I'm here, the more likely I am to get back in my car and drive off.
Yeah, you know, you're right. And every fighter's told me that the real anxiety they feel is in the dressing room, you know, I mean, leading up to the fight. The night before, I usually don't sleep all that well. What about you?
Nope, not the whole week before. The week of that I'm there, nope. That's why I don't go to after fight parties, because as soon as the fight's over with, I go to sleep for 12 days. I've had fights where I've been like on the beginning of the card, I'll have my fight come back, and when the card is over, like I'm in the locker room sitting in the chair, knocked out, drooling on myself. Like as soon as the fight's over with, I go straight to bed. That's why after fights, when people are like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm going home. I'm not coming out until next Sunday. Don't call me, nothing. I'm not coming out. I'm not moving. Because I can't sleep the whole week of. It's like the week leading up to the fight is like, oh, man. Because, you know, as soon as you go to sleep, 8-9 hours are going to pass by in a blink of an eye. You won't even notice it. All of a sudden, it's like, it's the next day. Uh-oh, one day down. Damn, one day closer.
Well, you know, I found this stuff called ZMA-5, and it's put together by Sports Nutrition for advanced conditioning out here in San Carlos, California. The infamous Victor Conti runs that, but it's ZMA5, zinc, magnesium, and something else, and it really helps me sleep at night, and I love it. I mean, if you ever want to try a product that helps you sleep and that makes you repairs your muscles at the same time, this is stuff to check out. This is called ZMA5, Pat. Pat Barry's our guest, folks. He is a USC heavyweight based out of Alexandria, Minnesota. I've been to Alexandria, Louisiana. What's Alexandria, Minnesota like?
It's like two streets, 800 people, and I'm the darkest guy in the city.
And there's been a lot of places I went to where I was the darkest guy, so I can sort of feel you on that one now. 32 years old, 5'11", 235 pounds, Louisiana State University, huh?
Yeah, I went to LSU. Yeah, started off at UNO, then transferred off to LSU. I'm a New Orleans born and raised, man.
What do you think of New Orleans? Has it rebuilt itself yet?
You know what? I tell this to anybody. If you've never been in New Orleans before, if you were to go now, you'd have no idea anything ever happened. It's not the same. It'll never be what it was before the storm. But if you've never been there before, you would never know that anything happened. But me being from there, I can see that it's a little bit faded, a little bit different smell in the air, like just the feeling all around. It's just a pinch off. I mean, it's back, but it'll never be back to what it was beforehand.
You know, there were some conspiracy theories regarding that flooding down there, brought on by that terrible storm, of course, that they allowed the poor neighborhoods to go underwater in order to save the rich neighborhoods. Any merit to that?
You never know. I mean, there's been all types of rumors going around that they blew the levees up just to, you know, the point was to wash the niggas out of the city, is what it was said. That's part of the conspiracy theory. I mean, a hurricane came, everything got flooded. We'll never know what happened. They have people going around saying aliens came down and blew the levees up. Like, you never know what it truly is. Like, someone knows the truth. You know what actually happened. We can all just go on what we feel. You know what I mean? You can be one of two people from New Orleans. You can either be one person that says, you know what, hurricane came and washed the city away, or you can be one of the people that says that the council and the government and the world, they flooded out on purpose to get rid of these certain people to try to wash the trash out of the city. But then if you're that person, then how do you live there anymore? Like, how do you go on life knowing that there are people in the world that would actually do something like that? I mean, like, to you in your city, it's just... It's kind of, I don't know, man. It's kind of like a thin line that you have to walk because you don't know which side you want to choose. You know what you think happened, but if you believe that, then it's just kind of rough to continue living there.
Okay, Pat Barry's our guest, folks. He is a UFC heavyweight. Of course, the heavyweight championship of the UFC on the line, I believe, in May when Junior Dos Santos takes on Alistair Overeem. Well, how do you see that fight going, Pat?
Man, that fight is going to be, all around cool because both guys are absolutely capable of winning the fight. I think Junior can win the fight if he gets in the ring fearless. If he steps in the octagon not afraid of Alistair, he can win, which he won't be afraid of him. That's a big advantage that he has versus other guys that have fought Alistair, is that he gets the impression that he's going to have no fear. Alistair has a good chance of winning if he gets in the ring not as Alistair Overeem. That's my thing. He can win this fight, but if he gets in the ring like, no, I'm the best in the world, I beat everybody, I'm the K-1 champ, I'm Strikeforce champ, I beat Brock Lesnar, I'm just getting there, this is just another guy I'm just going to walk through. If he gets in there like nonchalant, if he gets in there sleepy on Junior like that, then he can't win. But if he gets in there aggressive and hungry, like as if this is the last fight of his life, he can definitely win this fight, man. This is going to be a hard fight to make a bet on, I'll tell you that.
You know, I used to think that, I remember the great Vince Lombardi, former coach of the Green Bay Packers, said that fear is a great motivating factor. That was another thing that sort of, motivated me when I was going towards the ring and in the dress room, this and that. The fear. Do you possess fear?
Oh, I live with it every time I'm getting ready for a fight and going there. Like, to me, that's part of what keeps me on my toes. Is the fear of getting hit, the fear of losing, the fear of getting just completely handled. But the biggest fear that I have is the fear of holding myself back, the fear of not allowing myself to win. And that's what the big fear, that's what the biggest fear for me is. And a lot of people are like, what does that mean? That sounds crazy. But it's really, it's the fear of, am I going to allow myself to win this fight? Because I don't believe that there is anyone out there who can beat me. Like, I don't believe that in my head. That's not what my training is like. That's not what my mental preparation is like. I don't believe that you can beat me. I believe that I can lose. but I don't believe that you can beat me. I just think that if the right Pat Barry wakes up that morning, if the right guy wakes up, if the right guy steps into the octagon, there's going to be one hell of a fight. In order for you to stop me, you have to outskill me in all this other way. In order for you to do that, you're going to have to be the most prepared person on planet Earth. So my thing is will I allow myself to do what I know that I can do?
Okay.
And that's what the biggest part is. Am I going to hold myself back, get out of the ring, and then when I get out of the ring, I'll have to live with it for the rest of my life. Like, man, you know what? I held back because I was scared.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago, Ronda Rousey. You know who she is?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she like almost tore Miesha Tate's arm off in 4 minutes and 57 seconds of the first round. Of course, that was on Showtime's The Strikeforce card. And Strikeforce is part of the UFC. It's under the parent company of Zuffa Sports. But Miesha Tate's a good fighter. Ronda Rousey went through her, and of course that fight did big numbers as far as the live attendance was concerned. The TV ratings were good, this and that. Do you think she's like the best, possibly the best fighter, and as far as females are concerned in MMA right now, or is she just overly hyped?
Overly hyped. No, man. I mean, she's, you know, the people who say that she's overly hyped have to really sit down and think about that, because, okay, is Ronda Rousey overly hyped? She's undefeated, and she's armbarred everybody. I don't think that's hype. I mean, she's got the proof to back it up. Her record is unblemished. She's walking through everyone, and she's not even fighting for a long time. Like, she's not overhyped. I mean, she has proven herself to be what everyone thinks that she is and what everyone is saying that she is. Every interview that she does, everything she says about herself, she's proven it. Now, the part that sucks about it is that the very first time she loses a fight, everyone's going to go, you see, she was all hype. You see, she was all hype. But those are the same exact people who said that as soon as Fedor lost for the first time, when he lost the triangle to Verdum. So, oh, man, you see, I knew he wasn't shit. I knew he wasn't nothing. It's like, what? How can you say that, man? This dude's been the most unstoppable person on the planet. So far, no one has been able to stop Ronda at all.
Well, this last fight. Go ahead, Pat. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, she's not hyped. She's getting, she's demolished everyone that she's fought.
4 minutes and 57 seconds was her last. 4 minutes and 57 seconds was the Miesha Tate fight. That's how long it lasted. That was longer than all four of her prior opponents combined. I mean, she looks like she's a real deal to me. And you know what? It's not a thing like Cyborg Santos, where she looks like a man, where she needs a shave at 5 o'clock. I mean, you know, she looks like a woman.
Yeah. She looks like a woman. I mean, she's an attractive girl, and she gets in and she fights hard.
Maybe we got to play that Bob Dylan song, Like a Woman. Next time when we get wrong.
That's what she should walk out to all the time from now on.
I think that's a good one. She's a bad, bad chick. Boy. And she's got a good stand-up game. I mean, as far as stand-up game, as far as her promos are concerned, I mean, she does some of the best promos out there. Chael Sonnen's another good guy with promos. I think the king of promos, of course, is a professional wrestler himself, Ric Flair. What do you know? Remember Rick?
Oh, man, Ric Flair was the man back then. I can't believe Ric Flair is still wrestling at like 107 years old.
Yeah,
that dude was the man back then.
He still takes back.
You remember his glorious, like, blonde, like, platinum hair and those big, long, fluffy robes?
Yep. Yeah, he used to say his robes cost $35,000, all that kind of good stuff. He had million. The man flew around on jets and all that kind of stuff, private jets. He was quite a guy. Of course, he's part of TNA Wrestling next Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time and 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Of course, he is being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame this year. I'm talking about the great Ric Flair, the Nature Boy. You know who you stole that name from, don't you?
No.
Buddy Rogers. Buddy Rogers was the original Nature Boy, and he sort of handed that name off to Ric Flair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're talking about...
That was a bit of information I did not know.
Buddy Rogers wrestled in the 50s and the 60s. He was the NWA heavyweight champion, things like that. Anyway, Pat, I want to wish you the very best of luck in your future, man, and you're a great talker, you're a great interviewer, a good fighter, and I want to thank you so much for spending some time with us.
And no problem, man. Thank you for giving me a chance to get my words out there, man. Anytime you want to, I'm always ready.
Much respect. Pat Barry, folks, you can check him out at ufc.com/fighter/Pat Barry. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live World. Ain't nothing stopping us now. This is the Tower of Power, because ain't nothing stopping us now. MMA news next on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll be right back.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Mayers.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
That little clip was from UFC 121. Of course, Frankie Edgar and Gray Maynard. What a great fight. Frankie Edgar losing the lightweight championship a few weeks ago, and he says he's going to get a rematch. So more power to him, although I think Frankie should be fighting at 145 pounds, not at 155 pounds. Speaking of 155 pounds, looks like BJ Penn, the greatest fighter in lightweight history, is going to be making a comeback. I heard he's training over in Hawaii, of course, the 50th state. That is his native homeland. He is supposed to be getting his act together as far as physically and mentally is concerned. Some of the recent UFC numbers as far as gates and money is concerned, of course, February 25th here in the U.S. was February 26th in Saitama, Japan, like 8:30 in the morning. It did 24,000 people, which is a sellout, a legitimate sellout, and it was 18,246 paid with $3,274,000 gate. Man, that's pretty darn good, isn't it? I mean, some of those seats they were charging for ringside was like $1,000. Good God, man. Anyway, of course, the Japanese brought us MMA for the most part and started up with Pride. Of course, the Pride Fighting Championships were the first real, and they were the real deal. I mean, the UFC was around as well, but the Pride sort of took it to another level, and then Pride sort of went out of business when it was rumored they were hooked up with the Yakuza, which is the Japanese version of the mafia. And, of course, they went out of business. And then when they went out of business because they couldn't get a television deal in Japan, the UFC bought the rights. I thought the UFC was going to take the company over, per se. All they did was take their fighters and make them have them join the UFC. And, of course, they've got the Pride tapes that you see on now on Spike TV and coming to Fox TV, I guess, in the very near future. Some of the other days, Australia did 14,537 people, 12,220 paid. That was $2,384,000. Of course, that was just 2,000 shy of capacity. And the Australians, they love their MMA as well. And I want to tell you this. I'm really proud of this young lady. And we talked about her with Pat Barry in the previous segment. Ronda Rousey, 5-0, five stops, baby. Her and Maisha Tate, they drew 5,500 people in Columbus, Ohio. They were thinking that maybe 2,000 people would show up. But, of course, Ronda, being the good mic person that she is, doing those great promos. I mean, she was on the news the night before, and people say, well, we have to see this chick. We have to see this chick. She's pretty. Maisha Tate is pretty, and they both can fight. And Maisha Tate was no match for Ronda Rousey. In fact, we're going to get Ronda Rousey on the show in the next few weeks. She's on vacation as I speak, so we're hoping to get her as soon as she comes back from vacation. But the show did that was March 3rd. It did 472,000 viewers. That was for an average on 1.15 rating. That was on Showtime. So that was pretty good. You know, actually, the show peaked out at 604,000 viewers, but that's a lot better than a lot of shows. And the bottom line is Ronda Rousey, she's the queen of MMA. I know Gina Carano says she hasn't retired, but Gina, I got to tell you, baby, stick to Hollywood because this chick is the real deal. And she doesn't have to take steroids like Chris Cyborg Santos. Of course, Santos, for so many years, rumor now fighting out of L.A., but rumor for so many years fighting out of her native Brazil that she was on steroids because she looked like a man. She looked like a guy. She looked like a guy that needed to shave like at 5 o'clock, a 5 o'clock shadow. I mean, she had all these manly features to her, and we all knew that she was on the juice. Okay, and then, of course, she tested positive about 2 months ago, and I think she would be suspended for a year by the California State Athletic Commission, so she can go back to Brazil and fight down there. But, baby, you're not fighting in the States for at least a year. She says she's going to appeal the decision. Good luck on that one. Once you test positive, listen, they take you two tests. They take two tests. They don't take one. They take two. Because if the first sample comes back bad, then they test the second sample. Okay? And both samples came back bad. She was taking steroids. The bottom line is she's built like a man. The reason why she's built like a man is she's taking steroids, human growth hormone, EPO, the whole 9 yards. I understand she's on all that stuff, but the bottom line is she tested positive for a prohibited substance, and that was steroids. So Ronda Rousey and Maisha Tate doing good numbers on Showtime, doing great numbers, of course, in the live main event there, 5,500 people in Columbus, Ohio. USC star Nick Diaz, the brother of Nate Diaz. Of course, Nate Diaz is going to go in May. But Nick Diaz, of course, he's got his problems right now with the Nevada State Athletic Commission, who say he tested positive for some particles that are involved with marijuana. Not positive for marijuana per se, but some particles that could be construed for marijuana use. The bottom line is he's hired Ross Goodman. Of course, he is the son of the former mayor of Las Vegas, Oscar Goodman. Oscar was best known for defending some of the biggest mobsters before he became mayor down there in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is a connected town. In the old days, you had to be connected to go to Vegas. And that's what's sort of good about being my age, was when you went to Vegas in the early 80s and late 70s, it was a connected town. I mean, the guy running the casino was a connected guy. And that's the way it should have stayed now. Corporate America's taken over. You don't get the comps you used to get. You don't get the service you used to get. It's all corporate America, the corporate America attitude. And I just don't dig it. But Nick Diaz is going to take on, of course, the Nevada State Athletic Commission with Ross Goodman in his corner. And Ross has got an MMA background. So Ross isn't no hobo just coming off the street, you know, what am I doing? No, he knows this stuff. And, of course, he is connected in that town. He's had good success in the past. He's tried a lot of cases in Las Vegas, and his father, as I said, Oscar Goodman. Oscar was on my show, I guess, about 10 or 15 years ago. I think he was mayor about 10 or 15 years ago. And I asked him about some of the clients he defended, and I asked him about Anthony the Ant Spilotro. I think that was the guy that the Goodfellas was based on, and he didn't want to comment on him. The best line I ever got about the Ant was from Jim Hunter, who sat down in his chair, I think at the Stardust, at the bar at the Stardust, Anthony went to the bathroom and he came back and Jim Hunter was in his chair and he looked at Jim Hunter and told Jim Hunter to move. And Jim Hunter, a publicist for boxing and MMA, he sort of declined at first, and the bartender gave him the stare and told him, you better move, man. You better move now. I mean, he told him verbally. So he got up and he moved, and he found out later it was the ant. Had he not moved, Jim might not be with us today. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. We have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, the great Brian Alvarez, MMA writer and a radio talk show host right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Stand up battle so far. Man, you're right, Joe. Mike Brown is just so tight with his strike.
Oh, yeah!
Gambarian looking to finish.
Oh!
This is all over.
Stand it.
Look at us. Once we're all happy at the same time.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The voice of the great Rick Stevens, second Tower of Power lead singer, getting out of prison after 37 years on June the 1st. Want to wish Rick the very best of luck in his future endeavors in life. My next guest is a radio talk show host, a prolific writer in the world of MMA and professional wrestling. Of course, we're talking about the great Brian Alvarez. Brian, how are you today, sir?
How you doing, Pedro?
I'm doing just fine, man. Life treating you okay?
It's not doing too bad.
Okay, first thing I got to say to you, man, Ronda Rousey, I like her.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome.
Why is it, you know, excellent. I mean, we can use all these adjectives. The bottom line is she's undefeated, 5-0 with five stops, all five arm bars. Is she the hottest MMA star as far as, I think Dave Meltzer said this in the Wrestling Observer newsletter. And of course, you host the Wrestling Observer radio show Sundays from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But Dave says she's the hottest MMA star since Brock Lesnar broke into the MMA coming from WWE. Do you think Dave's overstating that?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, it depends on what you're looking at as far as factors and popularity. I mean, if you look at the weekend that she fought, I mean, she was the fastest, the biggest rising star of anybody since Brock Lesnar. They had, Dave gets stats for Yahoo articles and that sort of thing, and the article on her fight with Miesha Tate was the most looked at article of anything since the last Brock Lesnar fight. And they were really happy, UFC. I mean, they weren't doing big ticket sales leading up to the fight, but as soon as they did the weigh-in and they had the headbutt incident or whatever, and that got kind of a lot of publicity, and Miesha ended up on the front page of USA Today, they had tons of people walking up to see that fight, and it did a great rating per Showtime numbers. So, I mean, I don't know if I could call her, like, you know, if you said who's the hottest star in MMA right now, I don't know if I could say Ronda Rousey, but as far as, like, the fastest rising star and the biggest breakthrough star, I think you could easily say that.
Yeah, Ronda's no joke. We'll hope to have her on the show. She's on vacation, according to the UFC publicity department. Of course, UFC owns both UFC and Strikeforce, a parent company of Zuffa Sports, run by Lorenzo Fertitta, his brother, and, of course, the great Dana White, who's the president of the UFC. Now, the next big UFC event is scheduled for April 14th from Stockholm, Sweden. The arena's already sold out. The main event is Alexander Gustafsson taking on Thiago Silva. Gustafsson coming in 13-1, Silva 14-2. Who's going to fold here? This is a light heavyweight fight. What happens here?
It's a tough one to call. I think probably Thiago Silva takes the fight. Gustafsson looks good. It's a great, you mentioned the crowd. It's a great number for Stockholm. I don't know how good it's going to do here in the U.S. as far as, like, casual viewers. I think, like, among my friends, if you said, you know, what's the next big UFC, I mean, I would guess most of them don't even remember that show's taking place. They're all looking forward to the Bones-Jones-Rashad Evans fight. I mean, I think that one's going to do, I talked to people that have seen, like, some of the early footage from some of the upcoming shows that are doing a prime time and that sort of thing. And they said from watching it, they think it's going to be the biggest fight of the year, like by far the biggest fight of the year, until maybe GSP coming back. It depends. But they just said the footage is awesome. The fight's going to be huge. And I think that's kind of the big fight that everyone's talking about next.
Okay, you mentioned this. The card on the 14th of April from Stockholm, Sweden, will be on Fuel TV. And somebody asked me, what's Fuel TV? I don't know. I've got Comcast. We don't get Fuel TV. Do you get Fuel TV up there in Seattle?
I don't get Fuel either. I got Comcast, and, you know, I want to say one thing about UFC on Fuel. I mean, they're the best numbers Fuel has ever done. I mean, you're talking a network that averages 7,000 viewers per show. So UFC doing 140,000, I mean, they're absolutely thrilled by those numbers. But for people like you and me and actually most of the country, kind of sucks because we can't see them.
Yeah, well, you know, there's always internet feeds, right?
That's right, and friends.
And friends, good point. Internet feeds and friends. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the line from, he's on the road. You're not in Seattle today, huh?
I am out here at a jiu-jitsu tournament in Bonnie Lake, Washington.
Okay, and where's Bonnie Lake at, near Seattle?
I'd say 20 miles south of Seattle.
Okay.
Kind of up by near Mount Rainier.
Okay, Jesse Ventura, of course, a former Minnesota governor, the former professional wrestler, and he's now hosting that Jesse Ventura Conspiracy Factor or some kind of show like that on TV. I don't think he's a dummy, and I've always given a lot of credence to what he said, especially some of the 9/11 stuff that was a little shaky to me, especially building number 7 falling down. So I won't call him a complete nut job like other writers have. But he sued this guy over getting decked in a bar in California. And, of course, Fox TV ran a special on it, and Dave Meltzer mentioned it in the Wrestling Observer newsletter. I think if Jesse Ventura got decked in a bar, it'd make the front page, don't you?
Yeah, I think that there's a reason that he filed suit. I mean, a lot of times you'll hear people threatening to file suit for stuff. Maybe they were accused of steroids in an article or something like that, and they swear they're going to file suit. They never do. But this is an instance where he filed suit, and I think there's a good reason for it. It would be impossible
to deck Jesse Ventura and knock him out or knock him down or whatever in a public place and not have that make the press anywhere. I mean, I think it's impossible. So I think it's a story that I don't even know if anything even ever happened. I mean, maybe there was a shoving match or something, but I don't even think we would have heard about that. So I think he's there's probably a pretty good reason why he's filing suit.
You listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget the Wrestling Observer Radio Show airs 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time on Sundays, folks. That's right. Brian Alvarez, of course, is the host of that show, and he also is a prominent writer in the world of professional wrestling and MMA. We talked a little bit earlier with Pat Bearer, the UFC heavyweight, and we talked about doing promos, and I mentioned that, you know, that Ronda Rousey does a great promo. I mean, she's great in her, and with the microphone, and I said she was like, Chael Sonnen's very good, but, you know, Ric Flair was probably the best, huh?
Ric Flair was awesome. I mean, there's a short list of guys that you could argue were equal to or better than Ric Flair. And as far as, like, MMA promos, Ronda Rousey is awesome. And Chael is awesome as well, but he's kind of like, a lot of times when I watch Chael, I'm entertained, but I'm also thinking, like, you know, you're a gimmick. Whereas with Ronda Rousey, her promos are such that, you know, I believe she really wants to beat somebody, which was the case with Misha Tate. So I loved her promos. I thought they were awesome.
Okay, has the injury report come out on Misha Tate yet? I know it was a hyperextended. Did she break the arm? Do you know anything going on there, Brian?
She didn't break her arm. She had strained ligaments, I believe, was the diagnosis. And so they're going to wait a while. And, you know, if those heal on her own, she's going to be all right. But otherwise, she might need some surgery. But there was no broken bone. But really, in some ways, it might have even been better to break a bone because you just, you know, you can put it in a cast and it'll heal. And, you know, strained ligaments and that sort of thing, those are things that take a long time to heal, and sometimes you're never the same.
Brian Alvarez, our guest, folks, like I said, the host, of course, of Wrestling Observer radio show. That's 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. That is on Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, some of the guys that stood out last week on the Ultimate Fighter 13, the premier show on FX cable, was Cristiano Marcella. He's 34 years old. Is he too old?
That is a really good question. He's been doing this a long time, and he's really good. As far as, like, you know, Hicks and Gracie doesn't give out a whole lot of black belts, and he's a Hicks and Gracie black belt. He trained a lot of the guys. I mean, they talked about on the show, training guys like Vanderlei Silva. And realistically, as far as, like, everybody on the show, including the coaches, I mean, he's got better jiu-jitsu than every single person on that show. The big question is, he's obviously fighting next week, and it's going to be your classic jiu-jitsu versus striker battle. And the question is going to be, how good is he in terms of his stand-up or avoiding getting knocked out or takedowns and that sort of thing? I know, you know, Hickson obviously had an MMA record, but, you know, that was before the modern days of MMA, and everybody argues about how good Hickson really was. But his jiu-jitsu is very much self-defense oriented, and he did a lot of valet judo fights. And, you know, there's always going to be kind of he focuses on not just, you know, gi jiu-jitsu, but self-defense and that sort of thing. So I think it's going to be interesting because there are a lot of people who think he's the favorite on the show. He's got the most experience. He's extremely good on the ground, but he is also 34 and, you know, he's going to be going up against guys that are really good strikers. So I think that's going to be, I mean, he's my favorite, but we'll know a lot more next week.
All right. How good is Justin Lawrence?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard on the show because I had a couple of people. I forget the guy's name from Guam, but I had a friend that lives in Guam, and he just goes, you got to keep an eye on this guy. You know, he's awesome. He could win the whole thing. And it's just really hard with guys at this level because they're all fighting on the local scene. And, you know, sometimes they're beating guys quickly and they've got great records, but you don't know how good these guys are on the indie scene. You know, maybe there are a few that have beaten guys that are no longer in UFC, but it's really hard to judge how good guys are only based on their records from, you know, from local small-time events. So I don't really know. I don't know how good anybody is, honestly. But I know that, you know, Marcelo has fought for Pride, and he's awesome on the ground. So he's really the only one that I can say, you know, this guy is pretty good.
Okay, switching gears just for a second to professional wrestling. Of course, the big show of the year, WrestleMania, coming up, and The Rock's going to take on John Cena. Is this getting over?
It is. I don't know how big. I mean, Vince McMahon is expecting 1.3 million buys, which would be the most purchased WrestleMania of all time. But I'm not feeling that right now. I think it's going to do really well. Rock and John Cena, it's a really big match. It's the biggest match they've had for WrestleMania for many years.
Rock's singles match return after 8 years, and John Cena is the current biggest star, and they haven't screwed up the angle yet, which they've done before with a lot of big matches. So I think it's going to do well, just based on how much ticket the cost of tickets and the cost of the pay-per-view this year. Mm-hmm. I think no matter what, it's probably going to be the biggest grossing wrestling event in the history of the world. But as far as like hitting 1.3 million buys and setting a pay-per-view record, I'm not sure about that. It does benefit from no UFC on pay-per-view until the middle of April, and no UFCs for the last couple of weeks, and no big boxing fights on pay-per-view either. So those things are going to help as far as people deciding to order the show. But whether it's going to hit 1.3, I don't know.
Okay. One more thing on professional wrestling. I don't watch the WWE because I despise Vince McMahon. I just don't like him. I've met him before, and I just don't like him. I mean, I like Donald Trump more than I liked Vince McMahon. I met them both. I sort of consider them both about the same as far as the egos and their attitude is concerned. But
sure.
But TNA Wrestling, Dixie Carter and the people down there out of Nashville, Tennessee, put this together, the show, and it shares every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time and 9 p.m. Pacific Time on Spike TV. You know, I used to watch it every week, and now I'm starting to like not watch it that often. And I used to watch it delayed. I mean, it was part of my weekly staple, and it's sort of wearing off. What's wrong with TNA Wrestling? Why aren't they getting over?
Well, I could talk for hours about this, but I think just part of it is it's you're seeing the same people on television over and over again. We're down to two national promotions, and it takes a lot to be fired from WWE if you're a big star. So you're not seeing like a lot of, I mean, the last time a real big star jumped ship was probably 2006 when Kurt Angle got fired by WWE and he went over there. And that was actually the best year they ever had was that year when Kurt Angle went over. And, you know, you're not having any WWE stars jump over there and any fresh feuds. And, you know, there aren't a lot of big names on the independent scene that are coming up that are getting a big push. And, I mean, the guys that are main eventing are for the most part, guys that have been there since 2002. So I think it's kind of hard for fans who have seen the same thing over and over. And, you know, sometimes angles get switched quickly and guys change from babyface to heel too fast and people have a hard time getting into it. So I think there are a lot of different factors. And one of them is just it's the number two promotion. And everyone kind of knows it's number two. And they got some good wrestling sometimes. And sometimes the storylines are good and sometimes they're not. But there's nothing really new about it. There's nothing that feels fresh. There's nothing that feels like this is must-see television. And I think part of that is just 10 years of TNA being TNA.
Okay. We look forward to having you back real soon, right before the John Jones, of course, Evans fight. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome. Thanks again.
Hey, man, all the best to you, Brian Alvarez. Of course, Brian's show airs it from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's Sunday right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So you want to check out Brian's show because Brian's got it going on when it comes to MMA and pro wrestling. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. We are the longest running fight show in history, enjoying our 27th year on the radio. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe, Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you are joining us for the very first time, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. Folks, we've been here 27-plus years now on the radio coast to coast, and I thank you so much for joining us today. This is the MMA Hour from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Boxing Hour airs from 11 a.m. Pacific Time to noon Pacific Time. Of course, both of these shows are available on podcast, and they're available on my website, Ring Talk, R-I-N-G. T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. That's one big word, ringtalk.com. Of course, the next UFC event, it will be this Friday, the Ultimate Fighter. Of course, that'll be on FX Cable. And some of the guys to take a look for, man, this Cristiano Marcelo, even though he's 34 years old, he's a bad dude. You heard what Brian Alvarez said about him being a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Justin Lawrence is a good guy to look at. So there's going to be a good card this Friday night. That'll be on FX TV. Check out your TV listings for the exact time, because it's different times as far as the country is concerned. The bottom line is, it's been a great show. I want to thank my guest, Pat Berry, the UFC heavyweight and the heavyweight on the radio himself. I'm talking about Mr. Brian Alvarez of the Wrestling Observer Radio Show. Don't forget, you can catch him 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time every Sunday right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio eras. And I thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, next Saturday, we begin at 11 a.m. for 2 hours right here on the Sports Byline Network. It's 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Until then, much peace, much respect. Thanks to all my guests.